every so often, every so many years, I make it a point to go out and really do what is the trendy thing in culture, just to immerse myself in that a little bit, see what it's like. And every few years, this means that the stupidity builds up, and I think it's a good idea to go shopping on the day after Thanksgiving. It never is, but it takes a few years to convince myself that maybe this time it'll be different. And so it is because of that that this past Friday I found myself walking the aisles of Joann's Fabric. This was not my choice of stores. This was, of course, my wife's, and it was the first store that we went to, and so it really wasn't so bad. It was crowded, and we were walking through. But as we were walking through, I couldn't help but notice the other husbands for whom this was not the first store, for whom this was but one in a long, long line of stores, who had started to adapt that thousand-mile stare and had just become numb. And we went from there to the promised land of Best Buy, and we shopped, and it was good. And from there to the mall, and we actually reached the point in the mall where we were trying to leave a store and to turn left so that we could go to our car and go home and play with the great and many wonderful things that came from Best Buy. And we could not, for the crowds were great. And so we actually ended up turning right out of the store and walking all the way around the mall in an effort to simply get to the door that we could get to our car and go home. And as I'm walking through the crowd and as I'm looking at people who are out shopping at the beginning of this Christmas season, I do not see smiles. I do not see joy. I do not see peace. And I can't help but wonder how it is that we got so far away from Christmas in the middle of Advent. When did it become about having and not about being? We've missed something very, very important. In our text this morning, the crowds have gathered around Christ, and as the crowds often do when we find them gathered around Christ, they begin to clamor for a sign, signs and wonders and miracles, and do that trick with the bread again because, well, it was good and it fed us. And in their clamoring and in their fussing and in their asking for a sign, they miss the sign that is right in front of them. They miss the miraculous in the midst of the mundane. They miss the Creator who has taken on flesh and bone and become a part of His creation. And especially in seasons of Advent or Lent, when there's so much going on in the church, that is such a danger for us. As students, as you're coming back for a new quarter and you're getting those syllabi and you have that moment of realizing that that paper isn't due until the 10th week of the term and you've got plenty of time until, you know, the 9th week of the term when you realize that's due next week. And then in the parish, as you work through Advent and you do Wednesday services and Sunday services and hospital calls and visits, and then you get to Lent and you get to Holy Week and you can't wait to meet the monk who came up with that schedule because we need to talk. And there's so much to do and there's so much happening that you can forget what it's really all about. That in the midst of the busyness of this season, you can forget the miraculous in the midst of this mundane. We can cease to have that awareness of the sacred in the midst of the secular, of God's hand constantly renewing and sustaining and upholding and uplifting this world that is a broken, tragic mess, but it is God's mess, and it is a beautiful one. We can forget the sign that is given to Nineveh. We can forget this sign of Jonah, this idea that God takes a prophet from his chosen people and puts him in the midst of a people who were not his, of a people who were their sworn enemies. And he preaches what may be the worst sermon ever, one line. Maybe that's the best sermon ever, I don't know. But the entire city falls down and begs God to only have mercy. And God takes a broken and sinful people who could not save themselves, and he has mercy. It can be easy to forget that we are those people. That in the midst of the busyness, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the service, that we are a people whom God has called, that we are a people whom God has chosen, that the miracle of all is that God has called us as his own, that he continually renews us, sustains us, and lifts us up, not necessarily with big signs and wonders and flash, but in simple things like water, bread, wine, body, blood, that we are renewed. As we celebrate this Adventide, as I dare say you go shopping in this Adventide, may your eyes be opened to the sacred world that we walk in, to the presence of God in midst of us, in us, around us, and through us. In Christ's name. Amen.